With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. It's now the longest government shutdown ever.
On this vote, the yeas are 54, the nays are 44. Three-fifths of the Senate duly chosen and sworn, and not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
The Senate has failed for a 14th time to reopen the government. Senators from both parties are quietly negotiating the contours of an emerging deal to reopen the government and resolve the stalemate over health care funds for insurance subsidies. President Trump has largely been absent. He threatened Tuesday no more SNAP food aid unless the government reopens. But his spokeswoman said the administration is releasing the funds in line with court orders. Virginians head to the polls this election day, wrapping up a tumultuous state campaign season. While routine policies of taxes, public safety, and education are on the ballot, conservatives say a more insidious issue is also at stake. Correspondent Anne Marie Morgan has more.
The season was marred by praise for Charlie Kirk's murder, violent texting, arrests for threats to lawmakers, and opposing Turning Point clubs, all aimed at conservatives. The Family Foundation's Victoria Cobb warns of intimidation tactics.
That's the cost of losing. That's why it's so important that we win. In every single tiny place that a leftist has power, we see them use every ounce of it to advance extremism while shutting down all competing viewpoints.
She says wise voting is essential. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
New Jersey voters are electing their next governor in a race that will reveal whether Democrats still have a grip on a state that's been reliably blue in recent years, but has shown signs of shifting towards Republicans. This is SRN News. A new ranking of pro-life states.
It comes from Americans United for Life, and it carries a lot of weight now that Roe versus Wade is gone and abortion is truly a state-by-state matter. Coming in number one as the most pro-life state in the union is Arkansas. Louisiana is in the number two spot, followed by Indiana, Oklahoma, and Mississippi. Rounding out the top 10 most pro-life states are South Dakota, Arizona, Kentucky, Idaho, and Tennessee. The least pro-life state is Oregon.
Correspondent Michael Harrington. The Pentagon has reportedly rolled out a new policy that will reduce the ability for transgender troops who've been banned from the service to reverse that decision. Currently, a transgender soldier can appeal to a panel of his peers to argue for his right to stay in the military. An Associated Press reports that under new rules, a military commander can override the decision of any panel of peers. This is SRN News. He initially survived the partial collapse of medieval towers in Rome, but the man who was working on the ancient building at the time has died soon after his rescue. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Firefighters late on Monday finally managed to extract a worker from beneath the rubble inside a medieval tower that partially collapsed during renovation work in the heart of Italy's capital. But the joy of that rescue proved short-lived. The man didn't withstand the trauma he'd suffered and died soon after. Italy's Premier Giorgia Meloni said in a statement after midnight, "I express deep sorrow and condolences on behalf of myself and the government for the tragic loss of Octay Stroicki, the worker who was killed in the collapse of the tower in Rome." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.